The Colored Musicians Club exists because blacks weren't allowed in the White Musicians Union. The club became a place where black musicians hung out after hours, and some of the greatest jammed together for decades. Few records were kept and fewer photographs exist, but there are memories, and they show up in the museum on the club's first floor. Dan McKay is State Deputy Commissioner for Historic Preservation. McKay told a celebration of national historic status last night. The club is only one part of Buffalo's history.
The listing of the club completes the recognition of a triangle of buildings here in the Michigan Street African American Heritage Corridor. Along with the Michigan Street Baptist Church and the Reverend J. Edward Nash House, all three sites are now listed on the National Register and State Registers of Historic Places, and their documentation has been filed with the Library of Congress.
McKay says it's also important to recognize music and history mixed far from the music spots in New York City, where musicians like Louis Armstrong and John Coltrane played and lived. The National Trust for Historic Preservation announced the Richardson Olmsted campus had won a Dry House National Preservation Award for excellence in execution and positive impact on community vitality. Richardson Center Corporation Executive Director Mark Mortensen says historic preservation has become important locally.
The community overall has really changed their attitude and really supported the importance of historic preservation. And as you mentioned, that scene at the Richardson, that scene at the Colored Musicians Club and the Michigan Avenue Corridor.
Mortensen says when the corporation went out for developers for new projects on the campus, there were national offers as well as local developers. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.